Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we'll take a phone call here, but I got a tweet from, this is from Bill. It looks like it's Bill. He says, and this is at John Marks Media. Leave Kevin Hart alone. He's the real deal, and he's actually from Philly. You're a no-talent loser from the suburbs.
Wow.
Thanks, Bill. I guess that's the mean tweet of the afternoon. That's funny, though. Listen, I don't know what you want me to do. I like Kevin Hart. I'm this is the way I look at it. I'm being paid to be honest. So I could sit here and not say that Kevin Hart annoyed. Kevin Hart's been annoying me for a little bit here.
And he's been in our conscience the last, 4 months, really since the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like that, the Super Bowl stuff was cool. And then
but that's where it started at.
Yeah.
Trying to get on the stage and that whole thing.
Yeah, it was kind of annoying.
Yeah.
And then, the NBA All-Star game, which was, I tried to blame that other guy that I still don't know who he is. Who's the guy, who's the white guy that they were trying to get us to do the interview with, and I didn't know
Rob
who he
Riggle.
Was.
Rob Riggle.
Like, who's Rob Riggle?
Yeah. No.
I tried to blame him for that, but it was like, he always seems to be everywhere at the All-Star game.
It could be. Listen, it could be a case of being overexposed. And then he's adding to the exposure by not necessarily being reserved, right? He's not just chilling, laid back. He's in it. He's in it, whatever. You know why it is? I'm going to tell you why it is.
What?
He hangs out with these guys.
He's in full movie star mode.
Yeah, but he hangs out with these guys.
He seeks out to hang out with those guys.
Yeah, whoa. These guys are as big as Kevin Hart.
Agreed.
Kevin Hart is a global star. What I'm telling you is that this Philadelphia connection, they've sort of come together. Like, that's what Meek hangs with the Sixers. Like, when these guys go out in clubs or what have you, these celebrities are there. They're in the VIP section with them. Like, they're there with them. They're hanging out together.
I agree. No, there is a little click.
Yeah.
And I admit I'm being halfway unfair about it. But I'm being honest and just saying that I don't know if he's overexposed. Like, my buddy Len texted me and said, Kevin Hart's act has gotten a little tired. He's a funny guy, but overexposed.
He might be.
I don't even know if he's been his stand-up. He is funny. I don't think
he's in a new movie every other month.
You know what he treats movies like? He treats movies like that's his profession.
Yeah.
He's there to make money, and he's making a lot of money. So he do good movies. It's not movies that I watch.
Right.
I don't watch a lot of movies. I don't have kids or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or kids that are watching movies like that. 888-729-9494. Sean in Newark, Delaware. Hi, Sean. Sean.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing? Sorry about that. I had set the phone in for a second. I'm calling to weigh in on the Kevin Hart thing.
Right.
I mean, look, I love Kevin Hart, and the very fact that that man could sell out a football stadium for a comedy routine, that alone gives him mad respect in my book. I mean, that's legendary. That's
big
epic.
Big star.
But he is a bandwagon jumper. I mean, he has never been anywhere near the process from beginning to end. Same thing with the Eagles.
That's not true.
Where has he been around? He was here in January when they did great last year. Then the moment that MB got hurt, he said, okay, I'll see you. He called me back next year when you make the playoffs. And that's the only time he was here, in January, when they were this super hot ticket for two or three weeks.
Well, first of all, it's not as if he's here every day. He does other things. I mean, he makes movies and things of that
nature.
Lives
in Los Angeles.
And I've seen Kevin Hart throughout this whole trust the process situation go on national TV when he's being interviewed, get mocked about what's going on here in Philadelphia, and stand up for the process, stand up for the Sixers. I said this yesterday. Nobody was at the games when the Sixers were losing. Nobody.
I never saw Kevin Hart until it was on national television.
I never saw anybody. Nobody
saw
was
me,
at the game.
I saw you.
You may have seen me at four games during that
time. Can I weigh in on something else, Skye?
Yeah.
Just for a second. I was hearing the guy rapper talking earlier. We need some positive songs. We did a Sixers song, and I swear there's no curse words in it. It's called Trust the Process by the Cult of Sam Hinkie. It's on YouTube, so anybody can check it out for free. It's got lyrics with it, so it's like a lyric video with the song. And if you want to download it, it is on iTunes and everywhere else.
What's it called again, Sean?
Trust the Process by the Cult of Sam Hinkie. And it basically details the five-year history from... like when Hinkie.
All right, we have some right now. Hang on, we'll review it on the air.
All right, that's what's up. Thank you very much,
hold
guys.
Hold on, we'll put you on hold. Ball, the greatest piece of all, like Will 20 stone, 7 feet, 2 inches tall. From the Cameron Jungle's a legend with no fear. At 6 years old, slaying lions with only a spear. From Kansas to Philly. Is this more visual than...
No, just has the lyrics on the screen. Shaking like a dream, throwing down the sanity. Dominating in the picture, well, was even dropping threes. Repeat after me. You trust the process. Who do you trust? We trust the process. 4 years of injuries. Taking time to think of a navicular break. Left his career on the brink. From the light at the end of his personal darkness, he awoke and trusted me. I am the process.
I think I've heard enough. Ike?
Yeah.
Your review?
It's okay.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah.
It was all right. Hold on, let me bring on Sean real fast again. Were you rapping in that, Sean?
Yes, I was. First time ever, so I'm not a rapper. I had somebody tell me, well, it, you know, it sounds as good as Macklemore, so I'll take that as a compliment.
That's funny.
But the music was done by a Philadelphia producer that passed away last year. His name was Luis Matos. Everyone knows him as Faust. And his best friend, Caesar, Joe Fry, helped me, like, get through the rap and to turn it into a song. I had talked to Lou, the guy Faust, the producer, right, that did the music right before he passed away about doing this track, so right, his widow gave me like the tracks out of his laptop and said, here, if you can find anything you guys can use, go ahead and do it. So anyway, it was
so
kind of tribute to him.
After he died, you were asking for his laptop to...
No, his widow offered it because he had talked about it with her before he died. So she knew he wanted to do it. So she said, look, here's his laptop. He's got some music in here. So if you guys can find a track.
All right, Sean, thank you, man. Appreciate it. You know, he was bothering that poor lady, like, yo, man, I was working on something with your husband, and, you know, he didn't give it to me, and, you know, I'm trying to do this rap. And
yeah, let me get that.
you know how it went. It was all right. Ben, what do you think of it? Pretty good?
It sounded more like my dad yelling at me than a rap song.
Yeah, well, I mean, I wasn't expecting...
It wasn't necessarily, what was our guy named, Wiz?
You better start trusting the process.
The fake Joel?
Like, I feel like it's like my teacher like yelling at me for missing class or something.
That's first time rapping.
Yeah, I mean, it's like good, but it's not bad.
I'm ready for the studio.
No. We trust the process. No, but hey, man, that's...
This is what I love when these teams...
He's a 76er fan.
These teams do well. The artists in the city, or the aspiring artists in the city, they love making songs about the teams, particularly the Eagles and the Sixers.
Hell yeah.
Right? Everybody makes an Eagles song. How many songs do we hear throughout the course of last year? Especially the second half of the year.
How many songs?
What, yeah, like Eagles songs. Yeah, it's just like Eagles songs. How many songs do we hear, Ben?
Too many
to
keep track of, right? and to play all of them.
Right.
You want to hear the Wiggs Ben Simmons song?
Yeah, that's right. Wiggs made a big sense. I've been on the block, but I'm working to the top. Gotta
show them what I got. Flying high, I'll never drop. Now, this is pretty good. Who's Wiggs? They won't say it to my face. If you want
something to talk, I'ma tell y'all what to say. I said the youngest steady getting
in this Ben Simmons. I said the youngest. Eminem sound right there.
Yeah, he did a great, great intro song for me and Chris.
Yeah, we got to play it for about a month, and then John had to go and ruin it.
Got you.
Yeah, he made that song for us, yeah.
Got you.
Yeah.
No, but he did a really good job. I actually was thinking of asking him to change it to Johnny Marks and Ike Reese, because it works.
No. We don't
need something new?
You mean... You don't want the song that Chris and I had.
No, that's like bringing in a fake Aunt Viv, right? You got to kill her off and get her off the show.
Yeah, exactly,
you can't do that. All of a sudden, I'm in there. No, we need more original. Originality.
Yeah, have Uncle Phil remarry. It's okay. It's okay.
Yeah, man. Come on, Wiggs.
Yeah.
Get me something.
Come on, Wiggs.
Because listen, by the way,
he listens to the show too.
The I don't know if the guy that if the guy down the dial still uses the same rats on that that my guy put together for him. So we need our own my man PR the Great. Dude's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. He put together a bunch of stuff for me over the years. So, if, yeah, listen, if Wiggs can do it great, I can enlist PR the Great. 888-729-9494. 888-729-9494. Get back into the 76er stuff. L.A. joins us coming up next. Ike, thoughts on the Phillies so far, man? Looking good.
Well, it was good to see him put up a quote-unquote crooked number last night.
Oh, you a crooked number.
Crooked number. But they need to start hitting a little bit more, a little more consistency.
Yeah, it's, you can't blame the temperatures anymore on these guys. Hey, Kingery had a golden sombrero last night. Was it a golden sombrero or a sombrero? 0-4, 4 strikeouts.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
It's what they that'd
be a
it.
Golden sombrero.
Yeah, I've
just
heard of
be,
it.
Be careful what adjective and noun you put together.
Exactly. So that's why I stayed away from it.
Well, it is a golden sombrero. Let's not talk about any other kind of sombrero here.
Okay.
Or anything else with golden in it.
Right, yeah, you guys are something wrong with you. I wasn't going anywhere near there. I was using a baseball term. I wasn't saying dry humping relievers or anything like that.
Come on.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.